It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor. Do you talk about important things with the people that you love? That's great, if you can. By any chance, did you notice what I left outside on the porch? I'll show them to you. They look like two tall sticks. See them? Two tall sticks. But down below is something very important, right down here. These are two places that when you walk on these things called stilts, you put your feet. Took me a long time to learn to walk on stilts, but I'm going to try to show you how I do it. While I was learning, people had to hold me and help me a lot. Matter of fact, there'd be a lot of times that I would fall, just like that. First, I wondered if I'd ever be able to do it. And I fell quite a bit. I can remember at first I held them out like this. You cannot do stilts by holding them out in front of you. No, they have to go behind your arms, right at your back, like that. I think I'll walk right over to my porch. It's sort of like learning to walk all over again when I learned to walk on stilts. Have you ever watched a baby who was just learning to crawl? Doesn't know how to walk yet, but it's just starting to crawl. Well, you know, that baby tries over and over again, and then it finally learns to crawl. Oh, it feels so good to be able to do it that the baby crawls and crawls all over the place. When it really knows how to do it very, very well, then it starts playing with its crawling, all different kinds of crawling. And that's how it grows into other things, by that playing. You might not remember the days that you crawled and crawled, but those are very important days in everyone's life. It's really good to think about growing. And to sing about it, too. You used to creep and crawl real well, but then you learned to walk real well. There was a time you'd coo and cry, but then you learned to talk, and my, you almost always try. You almost always do your best. I like the way you're growing up. It's fun, that's all. You're growing, in and out. You're growing, all about. Someday you'll be a grown-up too, and have some children grow up too. Then you can love them in and out, and tell them stories all about the times when you were their size, the times when you found great surprise in growing up, and they will sing, "It's fun, that's all. You're growing, in and out. You're growing all about." It's true. And there are a lot of people proud of you and the way you're growing. Oh, there's Mr. McFeely. Hi, Mr. McFeely. Good day to you.
So, it looked like stilts to me.
You're right, they are stilts.
I was just making a delivery on your block, thought I'd stop by and say hello. Mm-hmm. Do you know how to use them?
Yes, I do. Want to see?
Sure. Takes a lot of practice, right?
Sure does.
I'll move my bike here out of your way.
Come right over to Mr. McFeely and his trek. Want to try?
Oh, no. I get my exercise in other ways.
I really admire you, Mr. McFeely. You seem to know what you want to do and what you don't want to do.
Well, that's right, and swimming is what I like to do. You know, Betsy and I swim a lot, and I ride my bicycle around the neighborhood. I get exercise that way, and Betsy gets exercise in her work, too.
When you swim, do you sometimes use those masks, you know, and look underneath the water?
Under the water, and I sometimes use goggles.
Uh-huh.
We certainly enjoy swimming.
Well, I like the healthy McFeely.
Uh-huh, the healthy McFeelys and their... deliveries.
Delivery.
Well, I better get this delivery on to one of your neighbors. So, now be careful. Enjoy the stilts, but be careful.
I will, Mr. McFeely.
Good day
Thank
to you.
You so much. Good
Speedy
day
delivery.
To you. The healthy McFeelys. See, there's some people who want to use stilts and want to try them, and some people who don't. Thought maybe I could walk right back to the porch. I don't think I can walk up the stairs in the stilts. I could try. Nope. It's good to know when you've done what you could. So let's go have some make-believe. Might even think about some stilts there. Yesterday, we pretended that King Friday decided to change his rule. So now everybody's allowed to play in the neighborhood of make-believe. But you know, Lady Elaine Fairchild moved her museum go-round away, and she isn't back yet. So let's pretend that people are trying to get her to come back today. Neighborhood of make-believe.
That's right, Miss Polificate. I want every one of them taken down.
Yes, sire.
I'm so glad you changed the rule, Daddy.
Well, everyone helped me to learn something.
What's that, Your Majesty?
That everyone needs to play.
I guess it takes some people a lot longer than others to learn that.
Better late than never, son.
That's for sure. Now, what about Aunt Lady Elaine?
Has she not returned?
I don't think so.
Miss Polificate, I should like to call Lady Fairchild.
Oh, I'll get the phone, sire.
Yes, thank you very much. You like Auntie Lady Elaine, don't you, Prince Tuesday?
Oh, yes. Sometimes she makes me angry, but I still like her.
Why do you think that you like her?
Because she's fun.
I see.
You wish to speak with Lady Elaine, sire?
Yes, I do. You have her number out on location, don't you?
I do, and I'm dialing it now.
Thank you.
Oh, here she is.
Oh, thank you. This is just a recording of Fairchild's voice.
What's it saying?
It says that she's out playing and will be back later.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Bob Dog.
Hello, Bob Dog. Bob Dog, please be careful on those stilts.
Oh, I'll be careful, King Friday. I'm all better from my fall, and I'm sure glad you changed the rule.
I request a favor of you, Bob Dog.
What is it, my king?
I would like you to go to Lady Elaine Fairchild and show her that you are all better and prove to her that I have changed the rule.
Oh, we want Addie Elaine to come back.
Yeah, well, okay. I'll try. Do what I can.
Good for you, girl.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Ah, what a great day to play.
It certainly is, Barbara.
Whee!
I love it.
Whee!
I love to play in this busy place.
Oh, you're going to roll so fast someday, you'll roll someplace else.
Want to come along when I do?
Oh, where'll we go?
Oh, I don't know. Someplace nice.
Well, like the neighborhood of make-believe, maybe.
Why did you say that?
Well, because that's your home, and I think you'd miss it once in a while.
Well, Friday and his dumb rule.
Mm. Hey, look at me, everybody. I'm all better. I can even walk on stilts.
So I see. Oh, that's great. But you better not let the king see you do that.
Well, he has already seen me.
What?
I thought you weren't allowed to do that in make-believe.
King Friday changed the rule.
Well...
Come on, Bob Dog. You're kidding me.
It's true, Lady Elaine. It happened yesterday. He really did change it.
It'll take more than a pair of stilts and a big soft dog to make me believe that.
Okay, but it's true.
But what if it is true?
Oh, it's too good to be true. It's so much better when people are allowed to play.
I know. I just cried and cried when I heard we weren't allowed to play anymore.
You want to play something else?
Sure. Why don't we go over to my place? I have some balloons there.
Oh, Lady Elaine used to like balloons a lot.
Oh, she probably still does.
I wish she'd come back.
She will, when she's ready.
Okay, I'll see you at your place as soon as I put my truck away.
Okay.
All righty. Oh, hi, Bob Dog.
Hi, Daniel.
Oh, you surely are tall today.
Yeah. I just come back from seeing Lady Elaine.
Oh, we were just thinking about her. When is she coming home?
Well, she's not sure. See, she doesn't believe that King Friday changed the rule.
Well, when she comes back, she'll see.
If she comes back.
It's really fun here now, though.
Yeah.
Everybody's playing. In fact, I'm going to go over and see Anna as soon as I get things cleared up here.
Well, I think I'll go over and see her myself.
Okay. See you later, Bob Dog.
So long, Daniel.
Bye-bye. Where are you, truck?
Let's see here. Hi, Anna.
Hi. You surely are. Hi, Bob Dog.
Yeah, I'm just playing. High as a balloon, huh?
And not getting hurt.
No, I won't hurt the balloon either.
You know how to play.
Thanks. You know, I think I'll go over to the castle and tell them all about Lady Elaine.
Oh, what about her?
Well, she might not come back, you know.
But everybody wants her to.
Well, sure, but I think we should let her know that.
Well, I think so.
Well, I'll see you then.
Oh, okay. Oh, Bob Dog.
Hmm?
Lady Elaine could have my balloon.
Well, isn't that nice? Next time I see her, I'll tell her that.
Oh, next time you go, just take it to her and tell her there are more here when she comes back.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
Goodbye.
Really nice. Goodbye.
Oh, hi, Daniel. I gave my balloon to Lady Elaine.
Oh, hi, Purple Panda.
Oh, Purple Panda.
I have balloons. Let's go over to the castle.
Hi, everybody. Oh, that was sure beautiful. That was really nice.
That's
yeah.
It.
You are being careful, are you not?
Very careful, King Friday.
What is the news about Lady Elaine Fairchild?
Well, she doesn't believe that you changed the rule.
She can't believe the truth? Mm-mm.
She thinks it's too good to be true.
Handyman Negri?
Yes, sir.
Will you kindly go to Fairchild and tell her that the good can be true?
Yes, sir, I will. But what if she still says she won't come back?
Call us here on the telephone. Miss Polificate will keep one line open at all times. Won't you, Miss P?
Of course, Your Majesty.
No, well, Handy, I'll go with you, because I have this balloon for Lady Elaine. It's from Anna.
Oh, how touching that is.
Isn't that nice? Isn't
it? And tell Auntie Lady Elaine that I'm ready to play any game she wants to play as soon as she comes home.
Okay. Would you like to go along, too, Purple Panda?
I would like to go along. Would you like to go the purple way?
Oh, that yeah. would be the quickest. Goodbye.
Yes, well, farewell.
Farewell. Have a safe journey.
Are you ready? Let's hold hands.
Okay.
Ready.
Ready.
Set.
Set.
To Lady Elaine, the purple way.
Where is she? Fairchild, where are you?
Peek-a-boo.
Oh, there you are. Where are you, Fairchild?
Peek-a-boo.
Oh. Oh, peek-a-boo to you.
Oh, my. Oh. I used to play peek-a-boo with Prince Tuesday.
Oh, he loves to play with his Auntie Lady Elaine.
That's for sure. Mm-hmm. And so does little Anna. Mm. They're such sweethearts. I wonder if they're okay.
Oh, they're probably missing you, Fairchild.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Hello, Lady Elaine.
Why, that sounds like Handyman Negri.
We're down here.
Oh, to what do we owe this surprise?
Your neighborhood friends want you to come back, Lady Elaine.
Well, I'm thinking about it. Boy, look at you, Panda. Oh, you're doing that really well.
King Friday likes it, too.
You mean he let you pretend swim in the neighborhood?
Yes, he did.
I can't believe it.
The king said to tell you it's true, Lady Elaine.
It's too good to be true.
He said to remind you that the good can be true.
I want to hear that from his own lips.
Boy, they're waiting by the phone for your call.
You mean they're waiting at the castle to talk with me?
Your neighbors love you.
Ooh, I'll race you to the phone.
Okay, ready, set, oh, go! Come on!
Beat you! Hello, Friday. I'm ready to talk turkey. I did not call you a turkey. I will not come back if that's the way you feel. When you talk turkey, that means you're talking the truth. Does anybody miss me? I'll go on. He says Sarah wants to talk to me. Hello, Sarah. Thanks. Well, you know how it is. What? Tuesday? You bet I would. She's putting Tuesday on. Oh, Tuesday? Yeah, sure I would. When? Today? Well, you're mighty persuasive. You're sure everybody's allowed to play. Okay, see ya. Well...
Anna Platypus sent you this balloon.
Oh, never could resist those kids. Well, what's keeping us?
Shall we go back the purple way?
Might as well. Everybody hold on to the museum. It's got to go, too.
Ready.
Ready.
Set.
Set.
Set. Wait a minute.
What's wrong?
I've got to say goodbye to Barbara.
No, you don't.
Oh.
I'm coming with you. Sounds like a great place to spend a weekend.
Good. Hold on.
The purple way to the neighborhood of make-believe.
Well, here we are, everybody. Let's play.
Oh, Lady Elaine, it's X and Henrietta.
Oh, X and Hen, you're a sight for homesick guys.
I'm really glad to see you all.
Boy, have we missed you, Lady Elaine.
It gives me great pleasure to welcome back to our neighborhood of make-believe the museum go-round and its curator, Lady Elaine Fairchild, who knows so well how to talk eagle.
Talk turkey, Friday.
Oh, yes, turkey.
Let's always talk turkey and play.
Yay!
Hey, everybody! Oh, it's a back home in the neighborhood at last. I love it here.
So, Lady Elaine is back with her museum go-round, and everyone is happily playing in the neighborhood of make-believe. Seems like a long time ago that King Friday made that rule, no play allowed. Mm-hmm. They seem to be having some fairly loud play there right now. But they'll have some quiet play there, too. Most people don't like loud play for very long at a time. See, I played pretty loudly for a while, but then I just felt like I remember when I was a boy and there were times when a lot of people would be laughing and playing very loudly. I'd often want to call out, "Stop it! It's too loud!" But I was afraid to do that then. I can do it now, though. I guess that's one thing about growing up. You can know when you've had enough of something and you can do something about it. And when you say stop to one thing, you can start doing something else. Something else that feels better to you. I need to feed the fish. Fish. There are so many good ways to play. In fact, one of the best things about being a child is that you can try so many of them and find which ways you like to play best. Who can crawl under a table? Who can sit under a chair? Who can fit their feet in little shoes and sleep most anywhere? Who can play very much longer, play much harder than grown-ups ever dare? You're a child, so you can do it. You can do it anyway. Who can wake up every morning and be ready right away? Who can notice all the tiny things that other people say? Who can make the things they play with something different for every single day? You're a child and you can do it. Children do it anyway. Roll in the grass, squish in the mud, lick an ice cream cone, sing to a bass, splash in a flood, by a stepping stone, all alone. Who can put your hand in my hand and be ready to feel all safe and strong? You're a child, so you can do it. Children do it all life long. See, we can pretend that your hand is in my hand. Knowing children has helped me to understand so many things in this life. That's why I always like to say you've made this day a special day for me. Because children can make lots of days special for grown-ups. Someday when you're a grown-up, you'll know that that's true. And you'll know what a great feeling it is. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up, ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the week is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. What did I bring with me today? I usually bring something. Oh, the stilts. You've made this day a special day by just your being you. There's only one person in the whole world like you, and people can like you exactly as you are. I'll be back.
People who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.
This is PBS.